Now we are.
Welcome to the Brown Bricks Podcast, the most amount of dog you can have in a podcast. We have three special guests today.
We do have that dog in us, right?
We have that dog in us, and we have that dog around us.
Yes, because yes, we've got one anything, human special guest.
That's our kidding. Human.
It's, yeah, then, that's the human.
And there's two dogs.
These dogs are well behaved. They ain't barking at all.
Yeah, yeah, they just want to be pets. It's my parents. They're having a little party. And they're like, you have an apartment really close to us. Can you take dogs? And I'm like, not really.
Are you allowed to have pets in here?
Oh yeah, everyone's got a pet. There's like two golden retrievers.
I'm not allowed. I was asked, like, I asked my building manager if I could dog sit, and they were like, no.
Oh yeah,
like,
you never.
Okay.
I'm sure I'm not like paying the dog tax or whatever, but like you never ask.
You would never. Yeah, I mean, like if I brought the dog in, you'd never fucking know.
Yeah,
like what are you gonna do? Search my place?
I do like the idea that they've got that like the AI tech that's like scanning the head or whatever, but they have that just
facial
to look for dogs when it comes through.
I pay the pet tax so that I can piss and shit on my floor carpet.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's him. That's Rusty.
We know you don't
really
have a
big dog.
Oh, I've got the biggest dog you've ever
like
seen.
You're supposed to clean that still. What do you mean?
And the dog mostly eats corn. I do love the idea where it's just like, yeah, I just feed my dog asparagus all the time, so that's why it smells awful. But you're just pissing on the floor like feeling vindicated. You're like, oh, $50, well worth it.
Best $50 I've ever spent.
As a landlord, it's a big problem getting a text the last month the renter wants to do the pet tax.
Yeah.
It's on the last day they can piss all over.
No.
Yeah, that's, I'd love the idea where it's like, I don't need my deposit. He's like, where can I send your deposit? He's like, you won't need to send that back. Also,
you're
can
gonna
I
need that.
Can I also do a plus one on the dog piss shit on the floor tax?
Yeah, I don't feel like that's what that's for, to be honest.
Oh yeah, no, that is that's exactly what it's for. Why else would you have a dog tax? Not
to
just piss and shit on
money
your own
from
floor.
Your tenants.
That's fair. That's
there should be baby taxes.
Baby taxes?
Yeah, you get too many children. We're trying to drive the birth
rate
down.
My landlord started charging me the pet tax after all those mice got into my apartment.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah, you see a new charge on there. He's like, plus fucking $60.
Yeah, pet tax times 10.
I do love the idea where it's like, he comes in and is able to identify how many mice are in there, and he's like, oh, you still got a couple. It's like, I've been killing them nonstop. It's like, no, but you still have to pay the pet
being
tax.
Born faster than I could fucking slaughter them.
It's like 8 times your rent at this point because there's just so many fucking mice. That would suck.
What the landlord starts giving you a pet tax if you've had a dog for a while, just kill your dog and leave it on his doorstep. Like, sorry, not just, paying.
Yeah, no, you
sorry,
so cheap.
you try to play it off like I had a dog infestation in my apartment.
They just like thousands
I laid
of
out
dogs.
Keeps miss one dog.
I'm trying
in
to
here.
Get this dog out. I can't. I'm sorry, man.
I do love the idea that
keeps
it's
breaking
like,
in.
Just like a dog in your walls, impossible to get rid of. Just for some reason, he's like running around and like scurrying. You just can see a big piece of shit on the floor and like your cereal's all eaten and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what do I?
He's a little teacup dog.
Dogs as pests are a cool problem, though. Like the roaming bands.
Cool problem.
Of dogs.
Yeah.
Fucking kill people sometimes.
Those are different, though. Those
like
are
a
like
Chihuahua and a Great Dane hanging out together and they maul children.
Yeah, those are cool. Like, I wonder what in life caused them to be like that.
Were not cared for, so they got let go. And
I like the idea that they were like trained for that specifically. It's like
they're trained to go out in the wild and form packs.
Your attack dog is just like trained to be like, all right, this Great Dane and your this Chihuahua, you guys are brothers, and you will fight for food.
I think it's more just, you know, their natural instinct. Like if we were let out into the fucking wilds,
we would. If we were let out into the wilds,
we would make tools.
No, yeah, we'd be like,
fire.
Let's make some tools.
We would know innately. Like, I don't know how to make a fire now, but if I lived out in like the wild for like a month, I'd figure it out.
There is something very funny about how it's like our advantage was we would run really, really, really far, and it's like not anymore.
No,
like, no way.
Ain't nobody really doing that anymore.
I do love that like one of the oldest hunting techniques was just jogging.
Exhausting.
Yeah,
you know, you just jog Because, like, animals, they sprint, and then they're all tired. Like, I'm going to get you.
I think the hardest part for that would be just finding them again. You know, like, maybe I could jog an animal down, but, like, finding it after it runs off, that's the harder part.
Yeah, they'd have to be, like, you'd have to be an expert tracker as well. Yeah. Like, the moment that an animal, like, zips off, it's going to, like, try to lose you. So it's not going to be like, oh, yeah, you've got, like, a bunch of animals that are just like jogging and then like turning around and waiting for their humans.
Is he still there?
Yeah. Oh.
It's
oh,
like
no.
It Follows, you know? You're the humans were the original It Follows.
Yeah, exactly.
Monster.
That's cool. That's,
they were the original They Follow.
That's a fucking MatPat theory. It's like, that's a fucking like the It Follows monster might be a little bit more familiar than you'd think.
It's just a person.
We're kind of smart, so we're invisible until we're right there.
Yeah.
I jogged after the Pope until I could force him to play Undertale.
Play Undertale.
Until I say, no, you have to be Genocide Run. I did watch, because occasionally a MatPat video will like appear in front of me.
And, like, muted his channel.
You're almost in, like, he does make them.
A
like,
disc will slide under the door unlabeled, and it'll be a MatPat video.
You're like, what's this all about? And you're like, it's a game theory.
Matthew Patrick.
He does game
the game theorist.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know his real name.
No, that's, I think it is Matthew Patrick.
I actually was just guessing there.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Or it's like the F slur. It's just
that
the
doesn't
F
make,
slur.
That's not his real name. That doesn't make theorist. Any sense.
Imagine naming your kid just the F slur.
I was you just, got a theory, a name theory.
Yeah.
Your real name is the F slur. Okay, no. I've got my birth certificate right here.
That would be
prove funny. This.
I sucked dick, but that's just a theory. A gay theory.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for that, watching. I'm
that is
gay.
Like, have you heard about all the dream stuff with a Gumball's voice actor? Like,
yeah, I mean,
it seems like teenager discourse. So I try to not get too involved. Just
oh, I love teenager
little baby
discourse.
Drama.
Well, what? Give us the updates. Give us the juice.
So the lowdown is that the voice actor for Dream is like was grooming a kid, and
that's
he was
old
grooming
news.
A kid. He had an awesome post where he's wearing a shirt that just says "I like minors," but it's all the Minecraft guys, and like this is during the controversy, and so everyone's like, "God damn it! Like, stop grooming kids!" And the Amazing World of Gumball's voice actor, the blue cat. It was kind of a cartoon past my time, so I was never like truly into it, but. That blue cat's voice actor came and just beat the shit out of him and like just made it so he had to go to the hospital and then Dream
in real
was
life?
Like, yeah, in real life. And so
wait,
Dream
what?
Was
that's
like
what?
Dream was like, I will fucking destroy you. So he basically put a video online.
I thought they slap boxed like for fun and then he actually just fucking slapped the shit out of Dream.
I heard that's that he I actually like beat the shit out of Dream and Dream was like, you should not have done that. I'm going to ruin
slap boxed him in front of the hose.
This sounds way cooler than I thought it would be.
And so Dream posts a video of the Amazing World of Gumball's voice actor at like 17. He just got him like piss drunk, and so he's just up front in like a car, like saying a bunch of stuff, and it just has him saying the F slur over and over again. And so it's something where everyone was like, okay, that's you know, that's not cool, but why do you have a video? Why did you get him like that drunk, and why did you like film him while he was like that drunk as like an underage kid? He's like what, like 17 in the video? So something where it was like, that was still kind of fucking
weird.
Why
are you hanging out with underage?
So wait, Dream got him drunk?
Dream got him drunk. And then he like was filming him.
They were friends, I think.
Yeah.
His revenge was a video of a drunk minor that he got drunk and filmed.
Yeah. And there's
and
a really
how,
good.
How much older is Dream than this kid?
Dream's like our age.
Oh.
And that kid's like newly, I think he's not 21 yet, but he's getting there. And so basically then there's a really funny
he's
line.
He's getting there is a funny way.
he's getting there. He's trying. Hopefully he gets there. But I think then there's like a really funny line from like that guy. And he was just like, Dream was like, nah, bro, I have ADHD. Or he's like, whatever, I've got ADHD, whatever. And then Dream's like, I've got ADHD too. And then the Gumball voice actor. And he's like, yeah, but then you said, that's what the mask is. And so I think you're an F slur. So I'm not going to take anything you say seriously.
God,
so I don't care.
Fucking got it.
And it's
man.
Just. because like that's the little line where I'm like, oh hell yeah. And everybody's like animating that one. But I just think that's awesome. Like I think that's like how you should interact with Dream if you do see him.
Well, it's interesting that Gumball's voice actor is actually a young kid.
Yeah, I know. That's usually not how that works. Yeah, I think he was like a young kid at the time, and then like he just grew up with the character.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Glad to hear about that. And
about Cumball.
Yeah, Cumball.
Cumball. That's a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cumball Wizard.
You play it with your friends. Where it's like another version of snowballing where you spit the cum into each other's mouth.
Amazing role with Snowball, and it's just Dream and him swapping cum between their mouths.
Yeah, swapping cum. I would love it if you bit into like a gumball, and most of them were normal, but there was one cum ball where you bit into it, and it was like, you know, gum on the outside.
I would probably not like that. I think that would suck.
I would like it like conceptually.
What do you think about when you think of winter? You think of snowballs.
You think of snowballs.
And you're going to... What else do you think of when you think of snowballs? Spitting cum into each other's mouths.
Picture this.
That's how we're going to tell
with your family.
I
mean,
I like the idea. I just don't know if it's right for a children's cartoon show.
I do love like pitching.
It's how we're going to advertise it. It's not what your show's about, but people are going to love it.
Do you like money and cum?
And cum. That's also a big part.
A little bit of cum.
I will make us filthy rich, and also we'll have to eat a lot of cum. Or is everyone
Don,
cool with that?
They're the clients. If they don't want to make their show about snowballing.
It's not about snowballing. It's about the idea of snowballs.
You know, like, that's part of it. Like, it's not the whole thing. There's going to be, like, arcs, but, like, this is going
to
be, like...
one of the biggest shows on Cartoon Network, Don. You better go out there and apologize to them right now.
They say kids and cum shouldn't mix, but that's because they've never done it before.
These fucking TV execs don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of TV execs would like look at that and immediately dismiss it. But like, if Cartoon Network aired that show tomorrow, I feel like it might.
The Amazing World of Snowball.
Yeah,
this is just every episode is people swapping the same cum over.
I got cum in my mouth.
Would that not like? Would you not get a couple articles written about you? Would that not? You know, all publicity is good publicity.
Exactly.
Vanity Fair is coming through.
Yeah, they write articles on.
Yeah,
cartoons.
Cumball. Yeah, I feel like Vanity Fair would write an article on this cartoon
about Dream going in for PR. Because he keeps fucking kids. How's Don fix that?
How's Don sell that one? Everybody's got dreams, you know? Everybody's a little bit of a dreamer on the inside. And what do you think of when you're a kid? You have big dreams. You want to be an astronaut. You want to be a sailor. You want to be a pirate. Now, Dream himself...
You want to have sex.
He wants to be in a minor. In a minor. That's his own kind of dream.
We're going to have him wear a shirt that says, I like minors.
It's going to be awesome. I do love the idea.
He's going to call back to his Minecraft roots.
That's why he posted that picture. It was Don Draper told him.
I do love the idea where it's like all of like the schizo meltdowns that like influencers have when something doesn't go right, where they're like, I'm going to fucking kill myself. It's like Don Draper in a boardroom. Like, you guys don't understand.
Dream is going to put on a new mask. A baby's mask.
A baby mask.
So he's going to fuck kids, but they're going to be older than a baby.
What,
so who's the real predator
what
now?
What question are we trying to answer with this advertisement? We're trying to tell them what the point of the mask is.
Just walking around the boardroom, like, why do you like to fuck kids? Why do you like to fuck kids? It's like, I don't know. I don't
You know
really.
My wife. She was once a child. Does that make me a child predator? I don't think so.
Damn, he's like writing this on the board. He's like, we've got it. Pedophile Don Draper.
Why are we advertising this for Ford, Don?
Yeah, why does Ford need Dream, but like specifically as a pedophile?
You ever need Roadhead, but there's only kids in your car?
First, we fix Dream, then we get American Airlines.
I love the idea that it's opening up, like, it's fucking just a weird video of Dream doing, like, the safety stuff, where it's like, all right, you put your seatbelt on like this, and then there's just, like, a kid that Dream's with, and he's always getting way too touchy-feely, because they're like, that's a part of it.
Like, first put on your own gas mask, and then attend to the children with you. It's just Dream putting on his own, and then, like, being like, here, I got you.
I got you. Don't worry.
You go, little kid.
little baby boy.
I'll put your mask on for you. That's what the point of the mask is.
That's what the point of the mask is. The point of the mask. To save you.
Yeah. It's an advertising campaign of Dream doing masks on the airline. That's what the point of the mask is. He's got like his hand
American
on his thigh and like
it's
putting them
oxygen.
There would be like some millennial who's like just doesn't know what kids are into. It's like they like Osama bin Laden and Dream, I guess. So let's just let's do that. This is like lesser of two evils.
The ultimate airline ad.
They need to advertise because Gen Z is not going on enough vacations. So they're like, all right, we need to advertise to Gen Z, but how? It's like Charlie D'Amelio. It's like no, she's too mainstream now. Mm-mm. Osama bin Laden. That's the kids like it. But
we need.
They turned around on him.
We need to be the airline for Don Draper talking to America. You need to. You are now the airline for Gen Z. You like Minecraft. You like streamers who cheat in their speedruns and fuck
Freddy
children.
Putting Freddy Fazbear underneath the seats.
It's going to expand into a biz. Freddy Fazbear. That
we're
going
to put false sinks and toilets in the bathrooms that they're allowed to take, so they can get a devious lick.
Like Don Draper,
like updating their 747s for this dumb bullshit. It's just like
these kids are
going
to get a devious lick today. Look at all these fucking mirrors in here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, modern Don Draper, instead of taking someone's identity, he pretended to be gay during the Bush era to get out of the army. And now he has to live his life as a gay man.
I do love the idea.
I have news about Don that you're going to want to know. What is it? He's not really a gay man.
I saw him at the brothel.
Pete, who cares?
Have you noticed
a shit, Pete?
He only dates trans men.
I do love the idea that like you have to like prove that you're gay, where like in order to be like, all right, you got to get out of the army, but like someone's gonna have to watch you fuck a guy, not just like on like the honor system where it's like, yeah, I'm
yeah,
gay.
Even after you get out of the army, he has to keep up the facade.
Yeah, you have to.
Every month they come by and you're like, all right, the army's just coming.
There's like a
He's not even drafted. He like literally applied to be in the military and then they found out he was gay.
I do love the idea.
Well, in the show too, he wasn't drafted in the show, was he? He's like talks about how he wanted to join and then.
Yeah, he wanted to join to get away. That's right.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke. And furnish it with cum.
Where the hell did my phone go?
Isn't that good?
I had some notes.
Oh, you do?
I did.
What do you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about the
one of the mask.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That Madam Web film that completely like, I mean, it's not out yet, but there was a trailer released for it, and I think it's in the same universe as like Morbius
and Venom. Yeah,
and Venom. And I don't really understand, is this a comic that exists?
So yeah, well, so Madam Web is like an old lady who is like blind and paralyzed, but she controls like the fates of humans, and like basically she was like sitting in all like Spider-Man media before this. She's just like some old granny who's sitting in a chair, and she's like, Spider-Man, you have to meet other multiverse Spider-Man in order to defeat like Doc Ock, because he's got like, I don't know, he's gonna blow up the universe. And he's like, okay. And so she just helps him out, and she has like the ability to control the web of the universe. And in this movie,
they casted a bunch of young women to be the
fun
part. Like Spider Women.
Sam Sweeney's gonna be
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney is gonna.
Yeah, her outfit's hot.
I mean, her outfit like kind of sucks. She's hot, so it's like.
Yeah, but it's like a skin tight outfit on Sydney Sweeney. So you're like,
yeah, I
hell
guess
yeah.
So. There were easier ways to get her to do that. You didn't have to make a Madam Web.
I'm not watching the movie.
You can just go back and watch Euphoria, see her titties.
Yeah, exactly. No,
she did a sexy music video for the Rolling Stones recently.
Oh, that's
Rolling Stones still make music.
Yeah, made new albums. It's really good. Sounds like the 70s.
Oh,
yeah. And then they got Sydney Sweeney with her tits almost all the way out, lying around on cars.
They still know what they like.
Yeah exactly. That
fucking 80-year-old.
Oh, you think that's changing? Where they're just like, we can't do the titty thing. I do. Like,
I respect it. I respect it.
I wish they would have been all of them like old.
Yeah, they're all dancing
skeletal,
around her.
Like yeah, her.
Trying to grind up against like young hot Sydney Sweeney, and they're just like, they're breaking their hips. I don't know. That's a
yeah. When I went to see Iron Maiden, they're fucking all old as shit now too, and they're like still like trying to run around on stage and like jump around, and I'm like, why are you doing that, man?
Were they still like good? Or
no? I mean, it's fine. It's just their new
There's
music.
There's some edits like Axl Rose's voice then versus now. Yeah. It's him when he's like 20, like belting out a song. And he's yeah. like 55, and he's like, oh, you know, the comments like, this is so sad.
He's like, no, he's old. It happened.
Yeah.
It's also like,
it happens to everybody.
It's also like at this point.
Here's my idea for the Rolling Stones music video featuring Sydney Sweeney is they're going for a ride in a cool classic car, mm-hmm. right? All the Rolling Stones guys, they're looking cool. They're old, but they still got it.
They're rolling.
They pull up to a car wash. Sydney Sweeney comes out, and she's doing like stereotypical sexy car wash. All the yeah. soap's going down her. But they're like not ready for it because they're old men. One of them starts clutching his heart because it's too stimulating for him. The other quickly reaches in the glove box for like some Cialis. He's yeah. like, oh.
Yeah, I gotta grab some of that.
And like just immediately,
yeah,
immediately they stop being cool and just become sleazy old men. And they're just watching her like, oh. Oh,
yeah, they're jacking off.
The other one's coat. Dead. You
know? Yeah. Yeah, the other one, like, he took a Cialis and his heart started pumping too much, so he's having a heart attack.
One of them's holding their oxygen mask on, wide-eyed, you know?
That's cool.
Well, smoking a cig.
And, like, it's all seen as, like, cool. Like, it's all, like, take me home tonight. Like, they're having, like, we're gonna fuck her music in the back, but they're yeah. just old and gross.
Yeah.
She's slapping their hands away as they reach out the window, you know?
It's Sydney Sweeney's just, like, parrying all of their, like, them trying to do grab ass on her. She's like, go away. And she's too fast at this point, so they're like,
That'd yeah, be cool. That would I'd rock. Watch that.
Oh, yeah. It's relatable to their audience.
Yeah, it's got to be a hard
to be honest.
It's got to be a hard time in a rapist's life when you get old enough that most women can overpower you.
Speaking of
that's really sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
That must
what a tragedy.
That must be rough because it's like there's probably some where it was like that was a lot harder to overpower this person than before. Like there's probably like a moment
I think but, they like, get probably a bit more cunning, you know, and use less force.
Yeah. What if that's always been their thing? Then it's like the up theme playing, kind of sad. He's walking home on the sidewalk. He's old. His dick's
yeah,
hard.
The montage instead of him like falling in love, it's just him constantly sexually harassing women.
Yeah, and they, but like, then just punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, I'm so bad at it now. I can't get away with it like I used to.
And that's why he starts hanging out with a Boy Scout.
You have to be able to, like, convince boys that, like, they want to fuck you. Because, like, if you can't, like, just harass them into it, it's like you have to be like, you want to suck my penis. You. And so that's probably how.
All of a sudden it gets a lot more ominous when he's trapped in the sky and then in the jungle with this little boy.
Yeah, we don't know when we're coming back down, little friend.
These balloons, they could swell up and pop any moment. These could be our last moments.
Yeah.
No, don't want to do that.
No.
You'll earn a badge if you do.
Actually, I'm saying I can
your
fix
Scout
it.
Badges.
I'm not going to throw you out, but this is going down, and I'm the only one here who can
I just
fix
popped
it.
Way too much Viagra, and I'm going to die soon. It's not about what you want.
Get the dog.
What the fuck even is the plot of Up?
No. Stop. Even like behind the closed door.
He has a wife who dies and they're trying to get rid of his home. They're like, we're gonna fuck your home. But he has balloons in his home. So they get up.
Yeah, where did he get the balloons?
He collected them.
They all have the same amount of
balloons. That's like the one thing where it's like, wait, hold on a minute. That many balloons.
Well, he had a fuck ton of balloons, dude. Yeah, like what the hell?
I feel like you could get that many balloons.
And then
if you like put your mind to it,
he's flying.
I don't want that many balloons.
He's flying to some jungle that him and his wife always talked about going to before she died. But this little boy, he gets on there. And then when they get there, there's like an evil guy who has like mind control collars on dogs, and those are the bad guys, are all the mind control dogs.
Mind
control
I feel like
dogs.
That,
just
like
bad
people,
dogs.
People
good
praise
dogs.
That movie
That's
a
true,
lot,
yeah.
But I feel like it really loses the plot, like as soon as the house like has to land anywhere. It's like, well, okay, why'd we went up and now we went down.
It crashes horribly when they get to the island.
No, they get fucked. It's a
it gets fucking demolished.
What I would have liked more is if like the book, you know how at the very end it's like, oh, we like failed, and then he opens the book and there's all the other photos. What if all those other photos, when he's like, oh, we failed, and it's like, we didn't get to like fill out our like journey book, and then he opens it up and it's just his wife like fucking a bunch of black guys, and it's all just her like holding up her arm to their penis to show how big it is, and it's still the same sentimental music, but it's just like constant, like
it's, or it's all the dogs with their dog collars on
and peanut butter, and there's
dogs
like
can talk dirty like no one else,
and there's peanut butter like on the there's peanut butter like on the book. Like frame, like
old Petey smells it, smiles.
That's how we found out dog cum gives you cancer.
Yeah,
wow, what a tragedy.
That'd be a sad movie.
Speaking of cool guys assaulting people, did you see the video of the guy who is like going around hitting on women, and when they told him to go away, he would just pepper spray them.
Yeah. This only got traction recently. I was seeing this like a year ago.
Yeah, I remember you showed me something.
No,
like
we
that.
Find those guys most of the time. And then like someone on Twitter will be like, this guy can't be around anymore. And we're like, oh, we love that guy. Don't shut down his channel.
He'll be in like parking garages, be like, hey, pretty lady. They're like, get away from me. Oh, yeah.
What kind of vagina do you have? Is it an innie or an outie?
Jesus.
Does it have beef curtains?
I'm gonna call the cops if you don't.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're annoying, dude.
Why are you calling me?
Because I wanna fuck. My fat ass cock is ready to get hard for you.
Cops are coming right now.
Why would you call the cops on me, bro? I'm just speaking.
It doesn't matter.
Fuck you, you little bitch, you little void. Oh! You little. Whoa, what's wrong with you? Chill out, chill out, chill out. Hey.
Chill out.
Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. You just kicked me in the balls. You back up. You back up. You back up. Throw that at me, you're gonna...
Jesus. Yeah, he just runs off.
Yeah, he sprints for it. Like the most pathetic way you can do that. I don't know. There's something about that I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, this guy's like insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a guy who has very poor understanding of self-defense laws and thinks that he's technically legally getting away with it.
Yeah.
I think he's doing like, well, I can say whatever I want.
I can provoke people as much as I want, and then, you know, if they act like that, I'm in full legal right to pepper spray them.
Yeah,
like,
just
is it that guy or someone else that would like go up to like bars and piss off the bouncers?
You
show
me.
You can't come in, then you pepper spray him.
I think
probably a couple different people that do this kind of thing. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
He's not original.
Pepper spray is a great like weapon for that. You know. Really fuck people up, but it's not like a truly injuring.
Apparently, pepper spray is illegal.
He's got one too.
In New York, it's illegal.
Yeah, I went to New York over the last week, and I saw Snoopy. I saw all the.
Did you see Luffy?
I did see Luffy.
Oh yeah, his hat got deflated.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
No, that's sad.
His hat popped, and now so he was wearing like a little bucket hat.
The bucket hat pirates.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of cute art about that.
Oh yeah, that's it was interesting to see that. I didn't see like him pop the hat or whatever, but I got to see Luffy like under a net.
That hat just ran into something.
Yeah, it's a tree, and then it got clipped by a tree. And then
you think they make those stronger, but I guess not.
I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, that's it's tough.
I don't know. It's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I think we've maxed out float technology.
Oh yeah,
let's Lee Harvey Oswald.
I think we've hit
Macy's
the end
Day
of that
Parade
technology tree.
Guns.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. Where we're just like on a grassy knoll on the Central Park grassy.
You get a nail Grimace while he's riding in the back of the McDonald's.
Well, no, because the day before they just have all of the balloons set up, blown up, and just like under a bunch of nets, and you can watch them blow it up, and it's kind of cool. But you could literally, if you were sneaky enough, because there was like three cops there,
or really good with a set of darts.
You're probably
you could
youngest
just go
person
around, boom, boom,
at
boom,
the
boom.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you know?
Yeah.
Made for fucking 80-year-old people.
Exactly. No. And children.
I've got some pellet gun pistols that are really powerful. They'll fucking go well into your skin. And they're pretty...
You think that would pop one of those balloons?
Yeah, I do.
Well, no, you would just have to... Yeah, because if they were like really powerful, you could probably just be like going up to them and you could like kind of get out of the line of sight of the cops and just be like, boop. poop, poop. That'd be cool.
yeah, I'm sure nobody's ever tried anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm sure no. Well, I mean, like, there's kind of just no incentive to do it.
Yeah, because the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade sucks. That's why.
It kind of does. I saw it, like, live for the first time, and the best part was when some kid was, there was, like, Bluey going by. Which the kids fucking love Bluey, yeah. And they were like freaking out. They were like, oh my God, this is the best Thanksgiving ever. This is the best day of my life. And they were like getting really hyped about Bluey. And I was like, that's nice. Otherwise.
So you didn't get to see Luffy go by. You just saw him under the
I saw
the
Luffy
tarp.
Go by. Oh, okay. But then once he went by, he got popped before I got to see him. Or after I saw him. So,
oh, okay.
Because I was on like a different
block.
Did
the kids go nuts for
yeah.
Luffy?
I'm not like sitting in front of Macy's because that's a whole other. Yeah, yeah. Like you have to camp out in order to get
what
there.
What were the cheers for Luffy like?
Did they get big?
There was no cheers. There was what? A lot of confused oh. parents.
And, are they not confused about Goku, Super Saiyan Goku
that's,
Black, or whatever the fuck they
That
did.
Was funny. My mom was like, so what's that man, Jack? And I was like, it's an anime. And she's like, oh.
What kind of Goku? Do they have Ultra Instinct Goku?
No, they've just got Super Saiyan Blue.
Super Saiyan Blue.
It's a really
Which
pathetic.
I don't really know why, yeah.
Well, I think it was just because that's a pretty old balloon. They keep those in rotation yeah. for a couple of years yeah. just because it's like when you make a balloon, you're going to have to like do that for a while.
I got a dip.
All right.
Do a big heist on the Thanksgiving Day balloon warehouse, wherever they keep those.
Try to steal a bunch of balloons.
Yeah.
Let's try to sneak into the balloons. Bye, Liam.
Bye, Liam.
Bye, Billy.
We've lost one of our dogs.
Yeah,
our dogs.
He's got that dog in him now.
Our dog's out of us.
In your dog. Oh, no. Don't do that, please. Liam fucks my dog as he leaves. That's a bad look.
That's a Thanksgiving Day present if I ever saw one.
Merry Christmas.
If you had to get trapped inside one of the balloons, which one would it be?
I don't even know which other ones they have there. Your white dog, Zach, and
Mike, he really wants to go out. Oh, okay. I don't know if that's pee-pee-poo-poo or not. I think it just wants to leave. They're not going to do it quite yet. We're going to wait till the end of the pod before I pee-pee-poo-poo those guys.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good.
How many of them are there? I only know of Luffy, Goku, Bluey...
Luffy, Goku,
Garfield.
I'm sure they had
Garfield.
A Pikachu.
They had a Pokemon one. They had a Pokemon one
was
that was Eevee. And
Eevee.
Yeah, Eevee and Pikachu and like a sleigh ride. They had Kung Fu Panda.
Oh yeah, there's a new Kung Fu Panda coming out.
Yeah,
I had
like
no
a
fucking
couple
idea.
Of weeks.
Yeah, I know, like
it's coming out
fuck?
In like February.
Apparently, there isn't a trailer out for
no,
it either.
That was the first
Kung
time.
Fu Panda movies. Not too bad.
No, they're good movies.
I'm just confused as to why all the cloak and dagger nonsense with this.
The first look at Poe's new
yeah.
look is
through a balloon.
Thanksgiving Day parade. I'd be inside the Poe balloon.
I'd want to be in the Charlie Brown pants. I hate little bald boys.
You want to be inside of him?
I got sewn in to the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving Day Parade float pants.
So this is a Mr. Beast video?
No, that's the...
So I think you should leave. That's one of their bits.
I don't remember that.
That's a good one, because it's Shark Tank.
Yeah,
but
it's a Shark Tank parody, and they're all like, I started my own pharmaceuticals company yeah. when I was this years old, you know?
Yeah.
And they're all like business people. And then it goes to one lady, she's like, I got a massive payout from a lawsuit when I got sewn into Charlie Brown's pants.
So that's what you're choosing?
Yeah, that's my gut. That's my goal.
For the big payout.
Yeah.
Just for the joke. Just for the love of the game.
Well, I'm choosing to be in there on purpose.
Oh, just to like
bounce
around.
You don't get paid out for that.
I'm choosing to get high
off all the fucking helium inside of it.
I want them to eat me like a big guy.
They fill those with helium?
Yeah, no, they have to. That's how they fly. Ooh.
They fill it with thousands of New York pigeons.
Yeah. Liam sent me a Kung Poo Panda.
Kung Poo Panda?
Kung Poo Panda.
Kung Poo Panda. Like,
Kung Poo
that's
Panda.
A video, or he just sent you the words Kung Poo Panda?
He just sent me Kung Poo Panda, the words, so there's not really much going on there. But I think that's got legs, at least.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I think so. I don't know. We missed last week because I was a sick little boy.
Week.
I was a piece of shit. But
we had sick boys. We had
so many But we have so many like backups, I guess, that I feel almost kind of bad because.
I mean, I'm never in the loop. I don't know what's been happening in the world.
Did you guys watch the Boogie documentary?
No, there's fuck a Boogie no. I don't give a fuck about Boogie.
Was it good?
It was really
sad. Is it a
sad.
Documentary or is it a big long YouTube video someone
It's
made?
A big long YouTube video, but it's like an hour 30, him. So it's like basically a documentary.
And he very pathetically tells his life story.
Yeah, well, it's more like he's dating like a 20-year-old that he imported into the country.
Yeah, that shit's wild.
It's really creepy.
That's cool.
It's he's doing that. He seemed really condescending. Like, he just has no money, but he spends a bunch of money on magic cards instead. And it's just like...
I saw the clip where he tries to like go sell his magic cards. And he's like, his asking price for him is like way more than they would.
Yeah.
Like, well,
no, he was
him.
Like,
he and then he literally looked it up online in front of him. He's like, what the fuck? They're that cheap.
No. Yeah. No, he, I mean, that's true with a lot of Magic players, but he was definitely, cause he was like, oh, I need to like make money. And he did like one job interview where he's like, oh, yeah, I'm worthless to the world, actually.
Yeah,
I can't do anything.
His interview with that lady was super funny, too.
I think like
at the end of it, he's like, oh, yeah. I'm also a felon.
Yeah, he's like, I'm also a felon because I tried to shoot Frank Hassel when he said he was going to come sissy hypnotize me. So that's too bad.
Is that what that was about?
Yeah.
He was actually being trained to be sissy hypnotized?
Yeah, Frank Hassel says, I'm going to come over and sissy hypnotize you. And
I feel like
said,
we talked about this. Like,
yeah.
We talked about it when it happened.
Yeah. He was.
I probably just
like
assumed it was a bit we did because that's so fucking stupid.
No, that
it is like.
That really happened.
It is a bit, basically. And the video plays out like a little bit too, like, oh, someone, like, a little bit too, like, meme-y for a guy, like, tried to shoot him.
I don't know. You film it, you put a camera on Boogie, and that man will not...
Do whatever. I'll tell you what.
What? He just do, like, Let's Plays? I totally forget why
he was Francis. So he was, like, the angry, like, fat gamer. He's like, I'm so mad about Bethesda. And, like, that was his character.
Yeah, he flailed about. And
but he also was, like, the, like, reasonable centrist. He was like,
these are multiple characters he played.
No, this is who he really is. He's a reasonable centrist.
Yeah, he is just a reasonable centrist.
That was the name of his like YouTube series. Yeah,
that could have been, but it was like Boogie talks about I don't know, Obama. He's like, guys, let's all calm down here.
It's not going to be that bad.
It's not going to be that bad. And everyone's like, Boogie's so lovable. And then he immediately just became like, because everyone on the internet started telling him he was like lovable and affable, he's like, I fucking hate everyone. And so he just became like, I'm the smartest guy who's ever lived. I'm the coolest guy. And he's also like, but I also suck and I also can't get a job and I'm terrible. So he's a weird guy. But now he's just
vile.
The best part was like, he was like, oh, you don't believe that she's 18. Trust me, she's 18, like his new girlfriend that he imported. And he's like, I've got her passport right here in my pocket. He's just like, wait, what? Wait, hold on, Boogie.
You got it in your pocket?
Why do you always have her passport on you at all times?
Well, you know, boyfriends carry around their girlfriend's
She's always
IDs.
Losing stuff.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure.
I got her passport.
I just got to keep checking it for my own sake.
I got her green card. I got all her money here.
Yeah.
I got it all stuffed in the piggy bank.
When she needs to buy something, she has to let me know, and I let her.
I have forms for her to fill out.
Yeah.
For a request to purchase.
So she doesn't know any of the card numbers, just in case. She can get an Uber if she needs to go and buy groceries.
She's not allowed to talk to the
authorities. She can get an Uber to back here if she's not here. Otherwise, no.
She can return with an Uber. She cannot go.
Not allowed to answer the door.
Yeah.
She's not allowed to use the internet.
And when friends are over, she goes upstairs. We put her upstairs.
Or she cooks.
Yeah, or she's cooking. Either way, life is good for both of us. But yeah, so that was a very pathetic little documentary. But he's like one of those original kind of weird internet guys, but he's like has more prevalence than that. So
I don't like people making those kinds of YouTube videos on internet people that just deserve to be forgotten. I don't know.
Well, I think like
it feels very scummy in a very weird way.
The internet has made me wish more people like died. Like, yeah. Those guys, like, I wish Boogie was dead. Like, not like I wish
Boogie... It would be better for him.
It would be better for him and for me if, like...
I wish he was free from the cycle of torment.
Yeah, I wish, like, the nostalgia critic...
Yeah, he inflicts upon himself and others.
Yeah, I wish, like, the nostalgia critic was dead, just because it's,
well,
like...
Well, nobody's making a documentary about him.
Yeah, or, like, Wings of Redemption. I wish he was dead.
That guy should be dead.
Where it's, like, just let him, like, be free of this torment. Like, Chris Chan, wish he was dead. A lot of people I wish were dead, but mostly just to make like my life easier.
Mostly Boogie, though.
Yeah, mostly Boogie. But it's mostly just like my life. I feel like every time something comes up about them, part of me still like cares. And so I'm like, what's going on over here? And I wish I didn't have to.
Let's free yourself, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's see. This one says wrong one. There's this... I don't know. It's not that funny, but there's this one video of this guy talking about his ex, and she turns out he was like, okay, describe like your ex to us and how that all happened. And his ex was in the other room and he didn't know that. And so he's like, she was the love of my life. She was the best thing in the world. Like I really loved her. She was amazing. Like I miss her every day. Like I messed up. It's like, if she was here, what would you tell her? And then like he told her all that, and then she's like, I had no idea that he believed all this stuff. And then he goes into the other room and he's like, well, your ex is right here. And he's like, oh, wrong one. Like not her. Not her.
Not that person.
Not that person. Not,
what the fuck was this, like a game show?
No, it was like some sort of shitty internet thing where it was like, but yeah, it's like a 10-minute video. And so I
keep seeing YouTube shorts of like Kai Cenat or other streamers doing things where they just
phantom tax.
They bring white people on to, and they're like, I'll give you, you know, $300 to call me the N-word. Yeah. Right now. And then they do, and they're all like,
they did it.
Like, yeah, man.
$300.
Fucking said to do it.
There are so many people who it's like, the moment, I guess like money is weird, because there are some people who it's like, you'll see those things where it's like, would you punch this person for like $10,000? It's like, why not? Like, so many people are like weird about like principles where they're just like, I would never suck a dick, even if it was for a gajillion dollars. It's like, really? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's wrong with you that like you think that that's like...
If you wouldn't suck a dick for $1 billion, I think you probably are gay.
Yeah, I think like that's...
You're far gayer than me.
Yeah, I feel like if you have to say... No, I won't do that, like, that hard. Or like, the idea that you think that, like, what's going to happen if you suck that dick? Like, do you think that's going to irrevocably change your life? Because $1 million will change your life.
Women are going to be way more interested in you if you've at least sucked one dick.
I feel like you got to try
it. And especially if you have $1 billion.
That yeah. Too.
The idea of, like, especially, like, a billion with a B, where it's like Jeff Bezos is like, suck my penis and I'll give you $1 billion.
What's a billion with a P?
A pillion. A pillion. But that's, like, what I do when I'm, like, zonked out on.
Yeah, I'm going a pillion, bro.
A pillion. I'll Achillion you. That's... Let's see. Oh, one other funny thing that was awesome. So Xi Jinping came to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And apparently the moment that he landed in San Francisco, they immediately were like, all right, we got to do something about this fentanyl crisis. Like, he's like, that was the first thing on the agenda. And he was like, I agree, like, wholeheartedly. And it's funny because I was like, obviously that was planned and that was going to be the whole like right. thing. But the idea of him like landing in San Francisco and just being like, oh my God, what have I done? Because like most of our fentanyl comes from China. So it's like. But apparently, when he landed, they were like cleaning it up like it was quote unquote like a kid. His parents were coming home after like an erasure of a party where they were just like going down the street and like rolling up homeless people into a ditch. And they were just like, whatever, we're cleaning this entire thing because this needs to be like better. I don't know. It's the entire thing was kind of
America funny doesn't like to show how shitty it is to other countries.
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, that's like if you cleaned
at least
up your
on
house.
The TV.
That's like if you cleaned up your house before someone came,
but
where you're like,
it's like if you cleaned up your house, but you shoved all the trash in the closet instead of doing anything about it. You know?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's
You shoved all the dirty clothes
like
under
the
bed.
You cleaned up your house, but you live somewhere that has no trash sanitation system, so there's no dumpster or anything to put your trash.
So you said,
so you just kind of have to go hide somewhere. It for a bit, even though you know it's just going to come right back out.
Yeah, you like take the trash off the table, put it in a bag, and put it in your closet, and then you clean off the table, and you're like, that's good. We're good.
Many such cases. You know,
I've been there.
I have to bribe my flies to go hide, you know, while I have company over.
What do you bribe them?
I put a little bit of peanut butter in the toilet.
You had to shove a homeless guy in the closet last night.
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
He was in the door of my apartment.
He was
building the front door.
You said he was shy.
He seemed very sheepish. I like walked up to him and I'm like, "Hey, friend, I gotta get past you there." He's like, "Oh, am I in the way?"
Yes.
And I'm like, "Yeah." And then I unlocked the door and he like scooted away from the door a bit. And then I went in and shut it behind myself.
Yeah, yeah. I saw you had to like shuffle.
I really had to like squeeze myself in there. But I was like, he just really kind of seemed like he didn't know what he was doing.
Exactly.
He had his shoes and socks all the way off and was just kind of like sitting spread eagle with his legs out, like up against the door with like his phone in his hand.
That
I imagine either, like, I don't know if he was homeless, but or he could have been like a husband that was like kicked out.
How do you have like an iPhone if you're homeless? Like
very easily. What do you mean?
What do you mean very
easily? You have one before you're homeless and then you become homeless.
What about like cell service? Like,
you go to the coffee
shop. That's why he's in Jackson's doorway. He's got the Wi-Fi somehow.
Oh, maybe. That's smart.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think we have.
But SIM cards aren't too expensive.
Yeah. I just think that it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, man. Like,
Do iPhones take SIM cards?
I think there is a SIM card in it, but the newer models don't. There's like the thing on the side that you have to like pop out.
Is that with the little...
Yeah.
There's a little spot for, like, you stick a paper clip in there.
Yeah, and then you can pop out your SIM card, and then all the homeless guys say, "I'll take that from you." Yoink.
Yeah, this is going to be worth a lot of money there, friend.
I do, like, because it's, like, with that, it's also, like, what are you doing with that? Like,
well, I don't know. I'm worried because he was sitting in front of the door, and I'm like, "Are you gonna like block my way in? Am I gonna have to pepper spray you and like call the cops or something?" He just kind of moved, and I was like, "Oh."
People don't want trouble.
I'm just saying he was like literally blocking the door, very like blatantly.
When I went up to like New York, I was under the impression that everything was just going to be like filled with rats and there's going to be thousands of homeless people just sprouting. Like,
you've been to New York.
I mean, the parts of New York you go to as a tourist are fine.
Yeah.
They keep it clean.
Yeah. There's some parts where it's like rougher areas, but for the most part, if you go to like the residential areas or if you go to like the places where it's like touristy, New York,
you do go by places where like there'll be a random street corner where there's like two dozen trash bags sitting there.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's a big ass city. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
I mean, like, they gotta literally wait for the garbage truck to fucking pull up.
I was impressed by it though, because it was just like, because especially now, like the like conservative media wants you to believe where it's like New York's hell, like New York's officially gone, like we've lost New York. It's,
I mean, like the per capita crime statistics of New York are so much lower than pretty much everywhere else in the country.
It's insane. Well, that's because you have like so many people living there, and most people there don't want to like fuck with people.
It's part of the culture. It's like, don't fucking talk to me and I don't have to talk to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we both go on with our time.
I respect that.
No, I love New York. I love being there.
New York's super
cool. It's a really
cool.
Nice city to just walk around in.
Yeah.
In general.
New York's like, it's also got the vibe that I kind of like where it's like people are always like doing stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever you talk to anybody, it's like, oh, they're like.
Hustle and bustle.
They're grooving.
City that always eats pizza.
And also the food's better there.
Food's pretty good there. Depends. Yes.
I think the food's really good here, but you have to like go out of your way and make sure that
there's a few good spots, but like New York, there's, if you're not a good restaurant, like you're gonna fail pretty quickly.
Yeah.
There's
plenty of like tourist trap shit spots, but
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't understand like people who go to like the fucking McDonald's or whatever in Times
Square. I do love seeing it was like, the
Times Square Olive Garden.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing, man?
I do love seeing the line for like Starbucks when there's like a bunch of like, I guess Starbucks is the one thing where it's like.
Starbucks makes sense to me because people with coffee, it's like when you're with food, if I'm in a new place, I want to try new shit that I can't get where I'm otherwise at. But like I get with coffee, you're like, I have my drink. I know Starbucks makes it a certain way. I know I like it that way. People are very particular.
It's pretty fast. Just go get it and leave.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You don't have to like sit around and eat.
Yeah, I guess Starbucks is also like coffee's so utilitarian where it's like I need this to like hype me up. Like most people enjoy coffee only as much as like they drink it every day.
That's so degenerate. So
there's stuff that they like approve. And stuff that they don't like.
I don't approve of that.
I approve of that. That's how I drink coffee. I just drink like black cold brews for that exact reason. It's like
black.
Like the kind of stuff you get on your teeth.
On his teeth.
Yeah, I'm like, give me some of that.
Give me cold brew with some give extra some plaque.
If you ask plaque. Real nicely, they'll scrape it off their teeth themselves and throw it in and kind of garnish
they'll
it.
They'll take
on
a tongue scraper and then scoop that into the drink.
Big old whipped cream on the top and go, and then
nice.
Yeah. Get a bunch of that gross shit. Oh my God. Yeah. That's fucking foul. That is so foul.
You drink it, man. I don't know what to say.
I don't know why you drink that shit.
I respect it. I mean, like, if they're going to do it for me.
For
like,
the love of the game.
I do love that they're
most
going to.
Most of your testosterone is excreted through your plaque.
Yeah. Like the people who just re-eat their cum after they jizz reinsert the proteins into their body.
You're like, you're getting them to like come on your drink and you're drinking it and they're like, I don't see why anyone wouldn't eat their own cum. Like this is their.
You're losing nutrients.
I'm like, I feel bad for them.
If you come to New York, you got to go to this coffee shop. I don't know what it is about the baristas, but they got the best cum of anywhere in the city.
Yeah, he just says it outright. He knows what's in it.
The, all of the like bullshit with like the nutrients and stuff and cum. I feel like you're not getting your nutrients back if you eat the cum, right?
No, definitely not.
I'm sure you're getting a little something out of it, but mostly it's gross and you shouldn't do it.
I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with it, but you shouldn't do it because it is weird.
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude, you piss out of there. You get. There's got to be some piss on that cum.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a guy who's eating healthy and you're cumming, you're fine.
It would be funny if you're one of those guys where it's like a radioactive green cum.
Is this cum grass fed?
This cum is corn
sir,
fed.
That's beef fed. All
right. I did want to talk about the Obsessed Fest drama that came out. So, you know, top podcasts of all time are all those fucking
true crime,
like Obsessed shit.
Okay, yeah.
So apparently there was a big falling out between like the top podcast and then like another smaller side one, because now they're all like conglomerated under this big like podcast network.
Yeah,
I hate the idea.
People
of podcast
love
network.
Podcast
network doesn't make any fucking sense to me. It's insane.
Well, it's like because a lot of my girly podcasts exist in a podcast network, and they're basically like shitty communism where it's like they take a bunch of money
viewers,
off the top.
Yeah,
because you can just like get like ads out, and they're like overall we have this many things, and it's one of those things where. All of the chicks with like very low view counts just like get to exist as a podcaster for 2 years because they're getting paid by like the podcast networks because they're getting them ads and like getting them sponsorships and they have like as many views as we do and it's always just like well you got to give up
but,
the goat at
but
a
yeah
point.
But you're making money so who gives a fuck.
That is fair. I guess I like it as a grift. I don't like it from a
from a consumer perspective. It sounds fucking absurd.
Yeah, from a capitalist.
What do we gotta be talking about to get on this girly podcast network?
Like Dear Media Productions. I have like submitted a couple of our episodes. Always. And then like especially when it's one of those ones where it's like really low level girly podcasts are in there, I'm like, oh, you gotta get us in here. Like we've got
come on, we'll say whatever.
Yeah, we'll say whatever. And then but I have like a I don't know if I have like a default email, but I do have like a tone of phrase that I use when I talk to them where I'm like, we're interested in bettering like We're interested in bettering the next generation of men and trying to get them to.
You make us sound like red pillars.
No, and I'm just like we're interested.
But they know there's money in that.
No, we're talking more about like I'm like, oh, we're trying to like make it so you know, men who aren't in the red pill like can listen to women's voices and like listen to like what they have to say. So I think it would be really valuable for you to come on our podcast because we have a good male audience and they are always interested in hearing what women like what women speaking their truth. And then they like click on the podcast link and it's like, fucking Sam Sweeney's a dumb bitch. Just like, oh,
I didn't say that. No, I love you, Sydney.
I'm like, oh, you watched it. I see that. You watched
why,
it.
Why do you trick people into doing that?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Here's how we pivot. So you know how the Fresh and Fit podcast, they bring on like OnlyFans girls yell at them and be dicks and get in arguments with them?
Yeah, for sure.
We do that and we say shitty stuff to them and get in argument with them. But then when they are pushed back at all and get argumentative with us, we get nervous and break down.
Yeah, we give it up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm being really mean right now. I'm sorry.
I didn't think it would go this way. we can come out really strong. We're just like, women belong in the kitchen. If you're not subservient to your husband, then you are a bad woman. Yeah. And they're just like, I don't think so.
I'm not
and we're
sure
like,
about that.
Well, no, but we
to ask you.
Agree.
But I can't cook. You gotta cook for me, please.
Please, I brought you here to make me some mac and cheese.
Agreed. It is. Agree.
Like, I don't know how to make my box of Kraft mac and cheese, and I need your help. That's why we brought you here.
My women belong in the kitchen because they're so much smarter than me.
Oh, please, please, please. I can't read on the back of the box. I know it's easy instructions, but I can't just follow the pictures.
I've been having salting crackers for dinner for the past month.
I just have been stealing them from the bodega.
Trying to hit up every OnlyFans model just come on the podcast so they can make me
food. Make me food. Just make you seem pathetic. I do love the idea.
Pretend it's an interview, and then when we get here, we just really sad. Like, I'm so hungry.
Help, help. Can you guys order some food? I'll
I don't know
back.
How to cook for myself. I spent all my money on the podcast.
not even that. We're just like, can you guys order some food? And they like get pizzas. Like, we'll get you back. My phone's out of batteries. Can you please order the food?
Can you please DoorDash me Popeyes?
Just one Popeyes.
I just want a Popeyes chicken sandwich. But
I want the five-piece meal with beans and rice and mac and cheese.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then it turns into true crime when we kill them.
Yeah, when we turn them into the Popeyes chicken sandwiches.
That would be so fucking deadly.
So I guess at Obsessed Fest, which is like a thing where
that's what you're talking about.
Which is a thing where they get all the podcasters from this podcast network to do like their own convention, which they were selling, like, the most you could pay for a ticket, I think, was, like, $600. And then, like, the cheapest one was, like, $50 or something to just get in there and, like, go to the live podcasts.
Yeah.
Which, apparently, the main one just did the live podcast they've done in other cities before.
Wait,
they did the same one?
Like a set? Like yeah. Like a stand-up comedy set?
Yeah.
Imagine if
like
we,
word for word or beat for beat.
I imagine, yeah, just
well, if they're like
the
true
same kind of like
I imagine
talk,
they just like have the same
yeah,
thing.
The same
and then
story.
They have just like the same points and they'll like try to react to them. Like imagine if we did a live podcast, but it was like one of our old podcasts.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine trying to react the same way to anything.
Just like stare blankly at everything where it's like, remember this? It's like, yeah.
But that's not
that
the drama
for true
even.
Crime because they're so dry.
Yeah. I mean, true crime is admittedly a somewhat interesting genre, but I'm not about to just fucking listen to two other assholes who have no like actual
credentials.
Yeah, credentials talk about it.
True crime's cool when it's like experts are talking about it and they're just like, what is going on?
I like
on?
Watching, yeah, like police interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's about it.
But like most true crime things are just people Googling like incidents and shit.
It's like, this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened.
So they did the same podcast.
Yeah, that wasn't the drama, but the drama is between the guy who pretty much runs the whole podcast network with his husband and this girl that was on one of their side podcasts that the main guy was also a part of for a while. And apparently, whenever he was on the podcast with her, they had been friends for a while, but he was also just very mean to her in general. And people kind of, like, saw that as, like, either they're very good friends or he's just very mean-spirited as a person, you right. know?
Yeah.
And so eventually he'd stopped doing that podcast, but a different guy joined on to that podcast. And then they found out like 3 months ago that...
it was the same guy.
They were going to have voice. Those two on the side podcast were going to have to like buy the rights to that podcast for like $3 million if they wanted to keep doing it.
Has there ever been a single podcast that's like, other than like the Joe Rogan Experience, maybe, yeah, like just like in its pure value. $3 million
for a podcast five people fucking listen to.
Not even like that. It's like you can still have a gajillion listeners, but the thing is that you're like, it's like the people. So if you're like, this podcast is done by, then yeah, like no, you just move on and do another podcast.
Totally insane to like think it's not the personalities that make a podcast and the name somehow mattered.
Like, it's just like, okay, we're doing a different one, and then everyone's like, okay.
Well, was it just like he didn't like the girl, the guy who runs it, and he was just trying to edge her out
spitefully? I mean, a lot of people were posting on their fucking subreddit about like how they had like either met him or like seen him act like a total fucking tool in public, and
that's kind of cool.
Just I like being like a total asshole to like Uber drivers and stuff.
I like a business mogul, but you just like do a shitty podcast. Yeah. And you, because like,
well,
it's
when you're not a business mogul and all of a sudden you have a media empire that you're like not really sure what.
And they
you're
probably
doing.
Are making a shit ton of money. Yeah, off that. Yeah.
No, undoubtedly. I mean, they're charging fucking $600 for like their meet and greet tickets.
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
The meet and greet tickets, that's where the real money's made, to my
it's
knowledge.
It's like, I don't want to meet a fucking podcaster. If no, I liked them,
there
I would
are,
listen
there are
to their
a lot
podcast.
Of people where it's like, oh my god, them? My friends. My friends.
I thought that the drama was going to be that they did an episode on a crime that hadn't happened yet.
That's always that's our drama. That's what we're gonna sell. That we're just like, we're murderers, but we do the true crime podcast before. And
they'll make a Netflix show about that eventually.
Yeah, that's well, so, isn't that like based on a true story?
It's gonna be a Blumhouse film eventually.
Yeah.
Well, I think like podcasts like celebrating like you having a festival about all of you celebrating the true crime that you love to talk about, you're all psychopaths. Yeah, like everybody going to that, psychopath.
The baby, because like also that podcast, I'd like listened to a couple episodes, and it's so like babyfied where it's like it's all like bright colors.
Murdered and he
and he's like
raped and killed her.
Is that how they talk? Right?
Yeah. Well, they do talk like
this sounds awesome.
They do kind of talk like they're talking to kids, and they kind of talk like. It's like, oh, put your listening ears on. Let's go into the new true crime. Let's talk about how this guy murdered this guy.
Yeah,
and then, but like, they never give it like a reverence. They're always like, in like the worst part is, I hate the true crime.
I don't know that we're people to start.
Oh, I don't care. We're like not. We're not sitting here.
I don't like the tone of voice they have. Like, we're obviously not like reverential people. I'm just saying, like, you're talking about people that were like fucking murdered.
My big problem,
and you're just
like
really taking it in as like fun entertainment.
My big problem is like when they like double back on it and they're like, okay, but you don't understand, like what we're doing is good. We're getting like the word out of like the victims, and like we're getting like getting like the word out of the like kind of what can happen and like how to stop it. And it's like, no, you guys are just like weird creeps who like looking at these weird crimes.
You're
just
very
that
into morbid shit.
Yeah,
you
and
love
like
jerking off to it.
If you're here and doing that, that's fine, but the idea of like making it like a net good on society is insane to me.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with the concept of true crime, because like I get why that appeals to people, but yeah, it's definitely silly to be like, we're actually doing a great good here
and we're having a fun festival where we get to meet all our friends who love talking about murder with each other.
If I wanted to be a murderer, I gotta kill someone at that festival.
Gotta show up like fucking Agent 47 and fucking 100%. Clip people the whole
that would be
the whole
that would
goddamn
be awesome
fest. Just until there's only like two people left on stage.
Yeah, you know? And then it's like, make your next episode about that, huh? And you just murder. Oh yeah, you get in early, so you just put like, I don't know, like thermal detonation devices underneath every seat, and then it just kills everyone in the audience, and then you just get up and you're like making
well see but
about
no
that.
You don't want to do that, because at that point it's like they don't do true crime episodes about acts of like mass terrorism, you know.
Maybe they would.
You want to get like a few people sneakily, because that they'll make an episode about.
Yeah,
you want to kill one of their like close closest friends.
Yeah, you want to get one of the people who does the podcast.
I love the concept of, like, they're sitting on stage, they're doing, like, their live podcast that they already did three times, and then they look over off stage, and it's just us and their grandma, and she's like, hello, and we just slit her throat and just walk off, and they're like, oh, what the fuck? Just like, oh, that's a real true crime.
Damn,
right there.
I'm about to make so much money.
Yeah, like, in their in their mind, as their grandma bleeds out, they're like, I'm about to become a fucking millionaire.
I am about to make fucking bank.
Oh, yeah, I'm buying that house, baby.
That would be awesome.
I can get a boat.
just like a silencer and their fucking kid, and you just pop it in the bag and then walk off. It's like, make an episode about that, huh?
I don't know. I'd still rather kill them.
Yeah, that would probably do more good for society than just killing their grandma. Like, having less true crime podcasts, it would be funny if, like, somebody started hunting down true crime podcasters, and they were, like, a serial killer just on
it's
that.
It's just Dexter, but, yeah, he's killing true crime podcasters.
At worst, morally neutral. If you're hunting down, like, true crime podcasters and, like, hanging them up based on, like, the crimes, they're like...
But see, here's the problem. If you do that, for every true crime podcast you kill, you make three more.
Oh, that's shit. They are kind of like a hydra, yeah.
You inspire a whole generation.
It's too poignant, you know, too on the nose, too ironic, you know. They're making podcasts about that 100%.
Oh, yeah. No, and then, but I think that it's like once it gets to like a Netflix special, that's when it's like, okay, you probably can't make like a podcast about this. Or I guess maybe they do. Maybe they just go off the Netflix special and like,
I'm sure they do.
I don't know if these people have any standards or morals.
I doubt it.
Or cares. I'm trying to look at what they're like obsessed. What the fuck is it called? It's like true crime obsessed. That's what it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to see their podcast cover is like the man and the woman, and they're like in front of like a white background, and they're making like fun smiley face and raising their hand. There's like pink balloons behind them.
They are doing the weird.
The podcast is just about fucking like murder.
Well, it's like a lot of the like weird like bullshit that they do is always like infantilizing true crime, and that's my least favorite part about it. Oh,
is that a pukey dog?
That's a pukey dog. Do you wanna see if we can call it just so I can tend to these pukey dogs right now?
You do what you gotta.
All right. Well, all right. Can you guys email us at brownbrickspodcast@gmail.com? Can you pretty please do that?
Some of your favorite murders?
Some of your favorite
crimes. Let me read this real quick. A matriarch's death leads to a prominent family from Texas being torn apart by decades of betrayal, greed, and mistrust. This is gonna be so fun to listen to this.
Yeah. Wow. Wait, can I see what the thing looks like?
Yeah, it's different now.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's probably actually after they got a bunch of backlash for that.
Yeah, Patrick Hines is the guy, and Jillian Penis Valet.
That's what
Pensavale.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say Penis Valet. That's what I call George Michaels.
Patrick Hines and Jillian Penis Valley.
Penis Valley, that's what they call you, the listener's mom's vagina.
Yeah.
Up top.
Got her ass. All right, have a good night, folks.
All right, au revoir.